You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer, a tarot reader for over 10 years, and I have over a dozen different certifications from Reiki Mastery, from sound healing, and lift therapy. So I do a little bit of everything, but at the end of the day, I simply say I'm a channel of spirit, and I bring messages for those who find me. So if you found me this week, you'll know I was a little bit under the weather last week, so it's great to have everyone here today. And I like to start out with a message for the week, and this is for the collective and just sort of things to kind of understand over the next 7 days. So whenever you are watching or listening to this, for the following 7 days. And it seems like a lot of us in the collective are really struggling with a particular situation. And because this is a collective reading, the situations is going to change from person to person. And maybe one of you may be having some difficulties about what's coming towards the future. Maybe you're missing a loved one that has passed. Or it could be just you're worried about the next payment on your car. Whatever the situation, there is a sense of worry coming forward. And it's something that's been going on for a little while. So while there may have been some upset this week or some new information that came in during the week, it's not something that should be sudden. It's something that was gradually building to this, like, okay, here's more information. And now what am I going to do next? So if you're kind of in this waiting period where we don't know exactly what's going to happen next, or if you are missing a loved one and you're waiting for advice, whether it's from the universe or a coworker, whatever is happening, it is about surrender over the next 7 days. You can't control the situation that you're currently in, and that is okay because you're not meant to control it. All of you in our situations where you have unknowns, just know that love is always surrounding you. And when you have love in your heart, despite what any outcome comes through, that you are going to have a positive growing method or a chance to grow positively. So just know, surrender. You can't control it, but know that it is coming. It is falling into place. It's just going to be a little bit more upsetting for the next 7 days. But you are protected by the universe. Things are going to be going into your favor. It just won't happen exactly as you want it or how you want it, but it will turn out okay. So we're going to jump into our caller today. So we have Jessica from Utah. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you tonight?
Doing well.
Awesome, awesome. So what type of questions do you have for me?
Honestly, I am kind of just open and want to know about my job a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
We can start out general. And if you hear something, you're like, oh, I need to have more information about that, just stop me and we can reroute and we can get you that information that we need. Okay.
Yeah. I kind of like to just go with the flow. That'd be cool.
Fantastic. Okay, so I am stepping into your energy. I do see like there is kind of a younger energy around you currently. I actually feel like you may be stepping in and people may see you as like the younger person, whether that is an age or an experience. There is a type of this energy that where people are perceiving you as logical, honest, but impulsive a little bit, curious, perhaps having a little, not having tact. You could present information kind of bluntly. But while there may be this inexperience or perceived inexperience, you are still very logical and you still know how to move forward quite quickly, which is tend to be pretty good in any work situation. So I am going to tell you that as we are going through, I can feel restriction in their throat. And what I'm feeling from spirit is that there may be some things said while channeling that may not necessarily sit very well with you. You may resist it at first. So all I ask as we're going in, and as this channeling is coming forward, because this is going to be more of a channel message rather than me reading cards at this moment, just keep an open heart and an open mind. It may not understand, make sense right now, but it will fall into place in the future. And so as stepping into more of your workplace, I do see more of a male figure that may be more like emotionally involved. So it will be a manager type figure, particularly people who like to be around him, children, especially younger people, compassionate. It seems like this manager figure, this authority figure, is planning on taking a rest or vacation, possibly even starting to think of retirement very soon. Right. So they're kind of taking a step back, and you may have been watching this manager figure, this authority figure, and you're kind of seeing what's going on behind the scenes, because you are really good at reading other people. You have a good sense of what's going on, and you have a good sense of what's about to happen in your workplace. So have you been feeling about a shift coming in your workplace? Have you been wondering?
Well, they like sold our building that I work at, and I'm kind of the only person that has to be like in the building to do my job. So yeah, they're that, like, the guy, I don't know what his plan is, and I feel like he's been kind of distant for me and not really like the owner of the company. We've been close, but I haven't talked to him much in recent days since this has all been going down.
Yeah, so as I'm seeing here, there is going to be some shifts in management. So you already have that ownership, but a lot of personnel movement who are going to be released. I am seeing encourage retirement. So retirement that's not necessarily enforced, but offer. So I do see that in your authority figures that you have previously worked with, right? There are going to be some releases. I don't really see that with you, which is good. It does seem like you have new opportunities come your way. So things will be shifting as far as what you do. You may be asked to start something a little bit different. So while you may be in this position where, okay, you use your honesty, you use your quick thinking and your logic to move forward, it seems like you may be kind of pushed into a situation or a position that requires you to kind of slow down and deal more with finances. So keep an open mind to that. It does seem like you will be offered to learn something new, though. So it may not be a completely new position, but you will at least have a new aspect to your job. There is going to be...
That's the thing is, the boss that I have, she's a female, and I really don't care for her, and I'm actually wanting to leave. I'm hoping that they let me go. Because they have worked me, I've lost everything that I ever had for that company. You know what I mean? Like, I used to give it my all, and now I really just don't even care anymore.
Okay. So let's dig into that a little bit more, because I don't see them wanting to let you go specifically. I see them wanting to push you into a different position, but not letting you go. But stepping into that and what you've told me, okay, so the worst of whatever has happened, the shift, okay, it's over. But for you specifically, there is a period of recovery that's needed. So there seems to be a number of things that have been happening on within your life, not just in your career life, but in your personal life as well, that has kind of left you more guarded, more cautious. I mean, you said you don't have anything left for that company, and that's kind of like, okay, like, I've given all my emotions out, and now I'm kind of broken of how much I care, like zero. I can't say that on air, but no cares given.
Yes.
So I see that. So I see that you, regardless of whether you'd be like, okay, I'm just going to stay in this new role just for a little bit while I rest, because you need a resting period before you go forward and find something different. Because if you say, okay, I'm stepping out of this position completely without resting, you're going to find yourself with a lot of fear surrounding money and uncertain employment. So if you're in a position where you're unable to have a gap between jobs, you need to have that income on a weekly, by however you get paid, but a paycheck to paycheck, stay in the position that you are in until you are able to recover.
Mm-hmm. See, and I hate to say all this, but if they lay me off, then they've told me that they would give me a 9-month severance. So I've been praying to get laid off so that I could stay at home and be a stay-at-home mom and just kind of figure out what I'm going to do before I go back out into that world. That's kind of just been my plan.
Okay, let's see how this is going. Because again, I'm seeing not the layoff, but a new position being offered. And I see that, the contract is there. You see it there. Skilled work is, but yeah. Your heart is coming in of that mother energy, that goddess energy, that you do excel when you are able to express your being through wisdom, nature, and just your life force. So however you that express in, often as women, we do express ourselves and our vitality through motherhood and things that we create. So Spirit, can you give me more messages on steps for Jessica on severance pay? Yeah, again, I'm seeing that anxiety, but I am not seeing them wanting to let you go at this moment. That it's really like, okay, we see this person, we think they may be a good fit for this new position, new faith and opportunities, as unexpected opportunities. So what if, Jessica, let's see, if you choose to ask for that severance rather than anything else? Okay, if she stays. Okay, if she looks for a new position. So as we're going through these different options, and I'm going to try to get as much information as possible in the time we have left. If you push, if you keep pushing, whether it's energetically or setting the tone or just saying like, okay, in this position, it's not going to work for me. I don't want to do this new role that you're asking me to do. Can we talk about that severance? It does seem a new relationship in a phase is going to be unfolding, but you need to use your own intuition on this, because your intuitive abilities, how you read people, is going to give you more insight on if that is appropriate and how to continue that conversation. So it's up in the air, because that currently they want to keep you. So if you want to push for that severance, please use your intuition in who and how you approach others. Okay, so if you stay, it does seem like you're going to have new commitments, but it's very good to honor those commitments. Okay, it's going to be slow moving, but it's stable if you stay until you kind of rest and regather yourself. And finally, if you choose to quit that job and just go ahead and start a new job, it will be a renewal. It will be something completely new, a new direction, and you will feel more more comfort in your home life as well. So we have these options here. Think about them. Allow yourself to rest before you make any real decisions, okay?